Hey, everybody. This is episode 504 of the Official Game Stitch podcast. I'm your host, Producer Gerald. And today, as always, I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Howdy.
Oh, we got a howdy this time.
That's my Western intro.
Howdy.
I was going to go with howdy partner, but I didn't want it to feel forced.
I was thinking the same thing. It's like you should have done that partner in there.
Yeah. I thought about it. I thought hard about it. Mm-hmm. I'm also brought to you by seasonal allergies today. So...
paid sponsored.
Yeah. And you're still brought to you by the after effects of COVID.
Yes.
So
I am negative as of Thursday night.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I'm a little raspy. I'm a little stuffy. I feel okay. Head's maybe a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
But football starts back today.
Well, didn't it start back on Thursday?
Barely. I mean, the Bills just beat the hell out of
the Rams.
So, I mean, it started. Also, started on Thursday's bullshit also.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I'm not a fan of Thursday night games.
Yeah. So, football officially starts for me today. The Titans play today. They should win today.
Who are they playing?
The Giants.
Oh, yeah. They should win.
Look, it's going to be a rough year if they drop this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because they play the Bills next week, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not great, but I'm just excited that it's back. We're getting into fall, so it won't be as hot.
Mm-hmm.
Just beginning of football season is a good time of the year for me.
Yeah, because when football starts, you know the weather changes.
Yeah, it's about to break. Yeah,
the last few days here has been not as hot. It's been pretty nice.
Yeah, we had a super hot summer here.
Mm-hmm.
And so normally I don't mind, but I'm ready for a little relief.
Yeah, me too. I have to work outside or inside of a car bay every now and then. It's just heat.
I'm ready for the grass to knock it off.
Yep.
Because the grass is switching between like too tall and burnt all the time.
Right. And I guess people don't know that you're having to cut the grass now.
So
your robots don't work.
Yeah, I've moved back in time. One robot has a wheel motor issue and has had it, in fairness. I've also had the wheel motor for like 8 months to replace it and just have yet to do it. It's a super simple switch. So that's on me. And then the one in my backyard, a groundhog, and I know it's a groundhog because he lives here now. His name is Gary. And Gary chewed through the boundary wire, so the mower works fine, but won't run because it can't sense its boundary. And it's a whole ass process to figure out where it's cut at.
Right.
So I have no mowers working. I've had to mow old school style with a human. And, I have a nice mower. It's been fine. It's just that it rains all the time and my mowers are fine out in the rain, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Then one of them little Chick-fil-A tents that they wear when they're standing outside when it rains.
Oh, I could. But then the mower still gets all wet, and I don't like my mower to get nasty.
Yeah, because wet grass is not fun to clean up.
No, so my yard just looks like Jumanji. It's the first one, not the one with The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Oh, the first one, okay.
Yeah.
Do you count the Rock and Kevin Hart one?
Yeah, I think they're fine.
Me too. I actually like those better than the original.
I like the original will always hold a place in my heart. It's a time and place movie for me. Reminds me of my childhood, but I was never a huge fan of Jumanji. I just enjoyed it when it was on. I'll be honest. I think most of the stuff that both The Rock and Kevin Hart make are okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they make great movies, but I also don't think they make bad movies.
Right.
I just watched Me Time, Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, shoot. You actually watched the movie.
It was on. And I didn't think it was terrible.
Me and wife watched that. We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We laughed our ass off.
I don't think, like I said, I don't think those two guys make bad movies. I think they make okay movies sometimes, but I think most of their stuff's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever go into one of those movies and be like, I just wasted 2 hours.
No, I think the thing about both of those guys is you know what you're getting,
mm-hmm.
whether they're together or separate, you know what you're getting out of a Kevin Hart movie. It's going to be lighthearted. It's going to be silly. He's going to be himself. And The Rock's, unless he's with, I mean, either way, really, he's going to kick ass.
Because
that's what he does. Also think both of them are pretty decent actors.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
I enjoy their movies.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't even know where I was going with that. I don't even know why I brought it up.
I don't know. You just said that you're just watching Me Time.
Yeah, but I don't know why. I don't know how I got there. Jumanji. Probably because I need some fucking me time because I need to mow the yard and I don't have too much to do all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I need to mow. Grass is out of control. My allergies are out of control, but it's almost fall. Football starts today. I'm probably going to do some laundry, take the trash off. It's going to just relax and actually watch football and not do anything. Titans have a rare 3:20 game.
So oh, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it doesn't start at noon. And they're on, they play, I think, Monday night next.
Big primetime game.
Yeah, I think they play Monday night. Maybe they're Thursday night. I don't know. They play. They don't play on Sunday next week against the Bills. So,
are you going to try to go to any games this year?
Yeah, I'm going to go to at least one. My plan, I don't know if I've talked about this. I think I have. My plan is to buy season tickets next year.
Okay, I know you talked about buying season tickets.
Yeah, so I finally have a job that affords me every Sunday off, unless I decide to work. And so I will now have every Sunday off. I've priced the tickets. I've talked to the people. I know roughly what it's going to cost me. And as long as they don't fuck around and win the Super Bowl this year, it's affordable.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any fears of that.
Oh, shoot. According to a lot of Titan fans I've talked to, they think they're going to win it.
Maybe if they'd have kept AJ Brown. I don't know that they have a I don't know they have a solid number one receiver.
Yeah.
Also, Harold Landry tearing his ACL before the season started, not ideal. He led you in sacks last year.
You don't really know who your quarterback's gonna be.
He's definitely gonna be Ryan Tannehill. You know what you get out of that guy. He's a he's good mediocre is what I would call him.
Yeah, let him mess up one time, then that rookie's going to come in.
Nah, Malik, he's too running gun. He ain't ready. He needs a little time.
Oh, they're going to want him.
Needs a little seasoning.
They're going to be calling on him.
Look, I like him. He's just not ready.
Yeah, no, he's not ready. He needs 2 years.
He's the future of that franchise. I think they've been clear about that. They let my boy Logan Woodside go, who was my favorite backup quarterback. He's been a backup in Tennessee for like 5 years. I'm like, how do you got to be ride or die with that guy at that point?
Yeah. It's usually their backup. So some veteran that sits, that started somewhere else.
Dude, he knows everything about your system. He's living in your system.
Yeah. You're going to let him go. He's going to go to some other team and they're going to, he's going to help them out.
They let Brett Kern go, which I hate. It's the best punter in NFL.
I didn't know they let him go.
Yeah, they released him for Ryan Stonehouse, I think, which is not a bad name. The guy's got just a cannon of a foot, but he needs some control work. Look, I don't know. I for sure don't. I don't work. I don't work for the Titans.
Right.
I'm sure a lot goes into it. You know, I would just pay everybody. I know that's not how it works, but you know, fuck the cap space.
Right. Just pay the penalty.
Yeah, just pay the man, yeah. But yeah, so I'm excited that started, and that'll be a nice football season's also like I will always take time on Sunday to force myself to watch the game, so it gives me a little time to relax. And I'm bad about it the rest of the year where I'll be doing stuff all day. I need a little me time.
Yeah.
Featuring Mark Wahlberg and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I don't watch football like I used to. I used to do the whole pregame at 10 o'clock, start watching all the pregame stuff and watch it all the way to midnight all day Sunday.
Yeah, so I'm bad about that. Like, I'm not a pregame guy, so if they're at 12 o'clock, at about 11:55, I'm on. And then I'll run it the rest of the day. So I'll go to the 3 o'clock game and then on. I don't watch the others as intently, but I do keep it on. I don't know if I'll do that this year. I didn't do that as much last year. But there was, my plan.
Go ahead. What's your plan?
But my plan is to go to at least one game this year, and hopefully, if everything goes right in my life, to get season tickets for next year.
You getting like a double pass, like for two people?
I think friend of the show, Marshall 205, are going to get two tickets.
Okay.
I think that's the plan. He's talking about maybe getting, so the more tickets you buy, the better your deal is.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone that doesn't know, the problem with buying season tickets is your PSL, which is basically just like a franchise fee that you pay. You have to pay it in order to buy your season tickets. It's a one-time deal, but every seat has a PSL and they're expensive. And so let's say your PSL is $3,000. You still have to pay for every game, but you have to pay $3,000 on top of it. That secures your seat, basically.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. And then so if the next year you want to move to a better seat, the PSL might be $4,500 there. You only have to pay $1,500 because you already paid $3,000. So the move is to get in on some cheap seats, mm-hmm. and then slowly start working your way down the stadium because you're paying a little bit more each time and it's not as bad. Like PSL sitting at the 50-yard line and like the second row are probably $11,000.
Right.
That's a big hit to take, but if you have slowly worked your way up to that where you're already paid $9,000, it's not as bad.
Mm-hmm. People sell their tickets to make up some money.
Correct. So, like, they play the Cowboys, like, around Christmas. Like, that's a game that people will sell.
Mm-hmm.
Those tickets will probably go for $500 or $600 a piece. You know, that'll help make up some of those money, you know, some of that money. Anywhere where they have a big game, if you don't want to go. The problem is those are also the games you want to go to.
Yeah.
I would like to go to a full season, every game they have that's home. And then maybe after that I would consider selling some of them, but I'd like to go to every one to start.
Right.
But we're looking lower section, maybe in an end zone, and then slowly try to creep our way towards midfield.
Mm-hmm.
I've sat really close before. I actually find it harder to see. It's cool to be that close, but it's really hard to see sometimes.
I've always sat the games I've been to, besides the one box seat that we got from my dad's work. We sat in the behind the end zone. Well, we sat in the same section too. I don't know. You can't say it's the away or the home.
Yeah.
But it's the end zone facing like Clarksville.
I think that's a way.
Yeah, so we always sat in that end zone about like 10, 11 rows up. But, I mean, so it's pretty good. We could, when they're down there, we can see everything.
Yeah, the end zone's not too bad in that stadium. What I'm interested in is I want to move up a little bit and get underneath that club section because it gives you a sort of a roof
mm-hmm.
for both rain and sun. So they're not as good as seats. You can see more of the field. Can't see the players as well, but I'm trying to get out of being sunburned and rained on.
Yeah, we sat in the box seat that watching me to see the whole side to side view was mm-hmm. was so great.
I sat in a box one time, but I will say it disconnected me from the game a little bit. There's a TV on in there with the game playing because it's hard to see as you're high up.
We sat at the window itself. Like me and my brother were up there. We went straight to the window to where we grabbed our food and sat down and we pissed somebody off because we took somebody's seat.
Yeah, I sat at the window too, but it's like there was food and there's people in and out and chatter. I don't know. It felt like no one in the room was paying attention to the game at the one I was in. So that killed it a little bit. But, mm-hmm. but you know, would I sit in there again? Absolutely.
Yeah, we pissed them off because we were, they were playing the Jaguars just back in the Mark Brunell days.
Mm-hmm.
And we wore Jaguar jerseys in there. Oh, they were so mad at us. And because the Jags won, too.
The game I went to, they played Baltimore, and they lost also in the box.
Yeah, the two box games I've been to, they lost, but all the other games, they've won.
Yeah, the two best tick. Colts I set in the second row, and then Cleveland I think I set in the second or third row. I've set really close on those, both in the end zones, but those are really cool. Second row was incredible. Mm-hmm. But again, you can't see the other end of the field. You have no idea what's going on. So half the game you're watching the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, I don't know. I like football season. I like going to the games. I hope to be able to have, you know, the ability to get season tickets. Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to Garrett, longtime listener, Garrett, friend of the show, Garrett. He sent me a Turtles mug.
Oh, shoot.
A Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles mug. I'm not doing it justice by calling it a mug. You could fit a small child in this cup.
Mm.
It's giant. So he had sent me a picture and said, "I'm sending this to you." And I don't know. There wasn't a dick in the photo for reference for size. So I didn't know how big it was. If Garrett had done that, I would have known exactly the size of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess in my head, I was just thinking it was a mug, like a standard mug.
Right.
This thing is giant. Like you could fit a baby, a small dog, a 2 liter of soda, I'm guessing the full 2 liter. I don't know. It's huge. It's so big. And I you could eat cereal out of it. I mean, you could do whatever you wanted. It's the biggest mug ever.
And it's a mug 'cause it's got a handle, right?
Correct. And see, so originally I was thinking, yeah, it's not a coffee cup. It's like a stein.
What if I put large?
Yeah. And mug, I mean, you have to take mug out. It's like a beer mug. Which I think is a stein. I don't know. I don't drink. So when he first sent me the picture, I was like, look at that baby turtle. When he first sent me the picture, I was like, I'm going to drink out of that thing. And I'm going to have fluids out of that. I'm going to hydrate out of that. But then when I received it, I realized, I think this is a decoration piece. Oh, see the second row all the way to the right? And then back up one. Second to last there. Not the one with beer in it, but the other one, the clear one. That one. Click on that. So that's it. But see, doesn't that look like a regular size mug?
Yeah.
That's it right there. It is huge.
Yeah, it says 1.5 liter glass mug.
Yeah, see, it almost holds 2 fucking liters. It is so big. It's green on the bottom. Yeah, big as shit.
Mm.
So now I'm going to have to reinforce the shelf and put this thing on there. Because she's girthy.
That is
cool.
So
I think now... Yeah, it is cool. It's really cool. It's so much nicer than I was expecting. So I think I'm gonna try to find a spot to display it because I was originally gonna drink out of it, but
So the green on the bottom, is it just the glass is green, or is there like a liquid in it?
No, the glass is green at the bottom. Give you that ooze, if that ooze feel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So shout out to Garrett. It was super cool. He also pissed the hell out of it. He was worried about it breaking when I got it and realized it had 2-inch thick walls. I don't think it could have broken. That thing is ready for a battle.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You've recovered from COVID mostly.
Yes, but I have a cough because I still have phlegm in my throat.
Mm-hmm. You went blackout mode on your camera too.
Oh yeah, I see that.
Yeah, you darkened up the room like you were doing something shady I couldn't see.
I'm doing that. I'm sending a picture reference.
That's that incognito. Oh yeah, you're putting something in there for scale.
Yeah.
You lower that light in the shadows. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Get an extra inch or two.
Yeah, I sold something on eBay yesterday, so that was a good day. And then I made a dumb purchase.
Mm.
Immediately following that, I bought a resin 3D printer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, which, as much as I use my 3D printer, it was completely unnecessary. But I had somebody who had bought something off of me quite a while ago who actually paid me. I completely forgot they owed me any money. something I got to give me a five. I sold to somebody I know, and they randomly were like, here's the money for that. That was like $180.
Oh, damn.
And then I sold something for 90. And so the way I look at it is I only spent $75 on the printer.
Yeah.
So I got the printer, and then I got the cure and wash station. And so resin printers have to cure, and you have to wash the resin off of them. I also bought the water wash resin, so I don't have to put any alcohol in the water. I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. But friend of the show, Marshall 205, got his train set in, because he just like myself, is a small child. Mm-hmm. And so I printed him a bunch of stuff for his train set. And he sent me video of it, you know, the water tower and the shipping container and all that. Like, shipping container's loaded on the train. It's going by the water tower. I built a bridge. He's going over.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it got me excited, because for the resin printer does much more detailed prints, and you don't have the layer lines nearly as bad. And so I was like, I can print better stuff for the train. I've always wanted a train. I just don't have the space for it.
Yeah.
I want to see how his turns out, though, because he's putting his up top around the top of the room.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be going above him.
Is it like the little small, like one and a half inch train?
Yeah, the HO scale. It's like 1/87, I think. So it's actually smaller than a Hot Wheel scale. Which is the scale I like the most, because it's the tiniest.
Yeah.
Not the tiniest, but that's the smallest size that's readily available. And also, everything you 3D print for it is of reasonable size, because the scale is small.
Mm-hmm.
I printed the water tower, which came out incredible. Yeah, and so that's what really got me jazzed up.
So when you're for Christmas, I have the Lego train set, the Ledger one. And I had that going all around the living room, going around the tree.
Yeah, see, I think that's so awesome. I have a cat, though, that won't let that happen.
Yeah, my dog didn't like it too much. She would just sit there and look at it and growl.
Yeah. My cat's name is Henry, and he'll get into it with that train.
Mm.
Henry's rambunctious. he's a good boy, though, so I'll let it slide. But he wouldn't allow a train to happen, especially one of that size, because he just smack it right off the tracks.
Yeah.
The Lego train's a little bigger, got a little girth to it.
Yeah, but let him smack that thing that's coming off and breaking.
Unless you super glue it.
Nope. Not going to ever do that.
So I started printing stuff for him, got me excited. Then I started printing just more. But just to fill you in, I know I wasted money on this, because I know I don't need it, because friend of the show, Marshall 205, also bought a printer. And I'm probably not going to buy myself a train set unless I see his setup and I see that it would work for my space.
Right.
Not the classic social media platform, but my area. And, but I've always wanted a resin printer, and they're affordable now, and it was on sale, so suck it.
Yeah.
I bought one. I'm excited. I did not get it from Amazon, and I probably should have, but I bought it straight from the website, because it saved me. It's basically $20 cheaper to buy it from the website with free shipping. It's just going to take longer to get here, though.
Yeah, that's the thing about Amazon. It's like, they can get you on the free shipping, and then how fast you get it compared to sites.
Yeah. So it's actually a little less than that. So the same bundle I bought on there was $199. I paid $189, and then the site had a $20 off. So it's really $30 cheaper.
Oh, nice.
So, but I could have had it Tuesday if I brought it through Amazon, and I won't have it for at least 8 days buying it straight from their website.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. I've never had one. So, you know, 8 days is the same as two for me, because I don't have one now.
Right.
And it has to be set up. I'm going to set it up out in my shed, which will eventually be my office, just because the resin stuff is kind of rough. A lot of chemicals in there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Henry likes to get in there and do cat shit.
Right.
And so
then you have other animals.
Yeah. And then so then he looks like a Ninja Turtle at that point. He's life size and talking. So I got to keep him out of the goop. So I'm going to set it up out there. So who knows when I'll even get it set up. But I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
It's my dumb purchase of the week. Did you buy anything stupid?
Yeah, the Lego Millennium Falcon, the big one.
How much was that?
Actually, it was $700.
Oh my gosh, it's so expensive.
Yeah, I finally got it.
I feel better about my printer now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not even going to put that together. I'm at least going to play with my printer.
Well, no, I will put that eventually together, but...
Eventually.
Yeah.
You got to watch Gerald and his keywords. That eventually is never happening.
It will.
If you said, I'm putting it together today, or do you have it already?
No.
If you said, I'm putting it together as soon as it comes in, I would believe you. But that eventually that you just slid in there tells me it ain't happening.
Because, mm-hmm. I want one to store, to save, and I want one to put together.
I mean, if you hold the one to save long enough, then the one that you put together, they both will have been free.
Yeah.
But then you have to spend $1,400.
All right. Well, the other one I got for $600.
Oh, this is your second one?
Yeah, this is number two.
Oh, you're insane.
Yeah.
You're a psychopath. You might put one of these together then.
Well, I just saw that the Legos announced that they're going to be retiring in this one. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, shit, let me go ahead and get another one before the price really skyrockets.
Yeah, why not? If you can afford it and you want one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, I mean, there's no reason to work if you don't buy yourself the things you want.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
They just announced the Black Panther statue.
Mm-hmm.
That's $350. And I'm like, whew.
Are you going to get it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's massive, too.
I love Lego. I just don't have the room. And unlike you, I don't have a desire to just leave them in the box forever. For me, the fun is sorting, organizing, and putting them together. I'm pretty well done with them after I put them together. But I just don't have the room.
Mm-hmm. So once I get a sorting area, like a put together, and I get a building or a room to put stuff, I'll invite you over and you can help me build some of the cool ones.
See, that sounds fantastic. That's really what I want. I just want to put them together. I don't want to pay for them. I don't want to have to keep it after. I just want to put them together. I also would be into like a, like if you just bought like a couple tubs of just the random bricks.
Yeah.
And we just came over and freestyled occasionally. That would be fun too.
Mm-hmm. I have some tubs like that, just some random.
Yeah. And so let's just say we can't, like I came over and you just didn't have a set to put together. And we just, like we made a couple tiny projects.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the same thing. Maybe we have like a build off out of the random bricks. Like we had to do like a barbecue grill and then we see who does the best one.
Oh, that'd be
that'd be cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We do it on Twitch. We let Twitch vote who did the better, put a poll up. And we do two or three small builds like that. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I also think building the sets would be cool. So yeah, maybe we'll work that out whenever you finally get a place. Or maybe we just do it for us and fuck everybody else, you know?
Yeah. Maybe I have a lot of ones to build.
You have so many sets to build. There's a ton of shows out there where people just bullshit and build Lego. So we could be one more of those.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a ton of sets.
Yeah.
And then I have some sets that if something went wrong and you ran totally out, I have some too. I probably have 10 things that are still sealed that I need to put together.
I don't even know how many I've got. If you count the brickheads, because I've only put one brickhead together.
Maybe by then I'll have the wood shop going where we can build a shelf that goes on the wall that's got little slots for your brickheads.
Oh, yeah.
True. Where you can slot them in. You'll have to send me a picture next to a ruler in your dick.
I'm just going to use a water bottle.
Yeah. I like the ruler and the dick because the dick's completely unnecessary in that equation. You send a picture of your dick and a ruler, then you send a picture of your dick next to the thing. That way it's for reference. You could have used the ruler, but it's fine this way. putting them together it relaxes me. It's peaceful.
Yeah. Cause usually I just pop a podcast on.
Yeah.
Or I'll throw a YouTube video or just watch a video while I'm putting it on. Depends on the mood.
Yeah. No, I get that. That's how I am too. And that's a good time for me. So that's something to look forward to. Dan has far bypassed myself and you on putting sets together.
Yeah. He gets them, puts them together right away.
Yeah. Dude, he gets them and like they come in the mail and he's like got a bag open already.
Mm-hmm. He's sending us a picture already completed. Like, damn.
Yeah. I swear he sends it, like, he'll send a picture of the box, and the next day he sends it complete. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
My man's marathoning them. But what I think he does that's smart is he does some big builds, but mostly he gets the smaller builds where he can knock them out.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have, you know, hours and hours wrapped up in them. Right. And some of those big builds, I mean, they take me days. I have to pause.
Yeah, that Starry Night one would have confused me big time.
Yeah, it looks really good, though.
Yeah.
I like it. But the one that you have of that was mine, the hotel or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like that one, I broke up into like several days. I did like a floor at a time.
Yeah, I still have it sitting right there in the corner.
Oh, yeah, it's big. That was a fun one. That was a fun build.
Mm-hmm. I've seen people like buy like four of those or like buy the piece, and it looks like it's just like three times, four times as big as that.
It puts the same thing. They keep adding the layers.
Yeah. Or they'll do like another one next to it and just go up. Yeah.
Well, the layers just sit right on. I mean, you're building basically individual stores or sections, and they just mm-hmm. sit right on top. So it'd be easier to take it higher. I love the city stuff. That's what I would have if I was all the stuff that you have is what I would buy if I was setting up like an actual room where it was going to be displayed.
Yeah. I almost got the firehouse, but the person had a little bit higher than what I wanted to pay for it.
Yeah. I love all of that stuff. That stuff is all my favorite. Every one of those that comes out, I'm like, oh, I love it more than the last one.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do that whole cityscape. Like, and I have like roads in the front, and I got stuff to put on the roads, like, little truck shops and construction working and police cars and ambulance. I'm going to do like a whole street scene.
Yeah. I have the bonsai tree, and I really want to put it together. I want to get the succulents too.
I thought about getting those, all the bonsai, just the flowers and putting them at work. Cause my boss said that, or my boss's boss's boss, my boss's 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 boss, the deputy chief, he doesn't want no toys in the office.
Yeah.
So
you just see if you can walk that line.
Yeah. If I'm going to put some flowers in there, he walks in and just sees a bonsai tree, but not realize it's Lego.
Yeah. So I have the bonsai. I have, I want the succulents. I didn't get the flowers either. And I think they're super cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I should have got those. I don't have a proper office. My boss for sure wouldn't care, though.
Yeah.
He's building an office. And then at that point, maybe I do put it there. That way there's not a cat to do cat shit around mm-hmm. the bonsai, because he'll destroy that thing. So I don't know. Or if I get my office built here, when and if that ever happens, I'll put it out there. But I'm filling up that really small space really quick, because I'm going to put the probably both my printers out there. And then my desk and computer are going to go out there.
Yeah.
I'll podcast from out there. I'll actually have a nice backdrop instead of being in a closet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, did you play any games this week?
Actually, I played Animal Crossing.
Hell yeah. How's that?
Still the same. So Animal Crossing. Because I was stuck in a room and I don't have a TV in here to play. So I had to play that in my phone. So I played a lot of Animal Crossing, Fallout Shelter, a bunch of the demo games that I just downloaded, tried them out.
He wasn't being punished if you're not tracking. He had the COVID.
Yeah. So I was trying to quarantine.
Mm.
And then once my wife tested positive, I was like, oh, I'm free.
I'm out.
So I went out there and I played, I finished.
You can slide out the door like Kramer used to slide in the door on Seinfeld.
finished the assassin, Nice, Ace Combat 7.
So hold on to rewind. So like after 2 years, Animal Crossing's still the same game?
For me.
There's not really anything going on. You didn't get the DLC stuff.
No, I didn't get the DLC stuff.
So the game itself is pretty much what it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. I get weird vibes where I want to go back to that thing. Yeah, but that's what I'm afraid of.
I worked on my garden. I have a flower garden that I'm trying to grow. Like the flowers mm-hmm. in the certain colors, and some of the colors don't grow as easy as some of the other, because I guess they're rarer. Like this one blue flower, this one purple flower. It's like, okay, come on, try to grow. I got like two of them, and I've saw online like how to help it grow quicker. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Had to move some of my trees around because they added more vegetables to plant. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to just reshape my whole tree and garden areas. I spent most of the time on that.
Yeah, see, I went back after kind of bouncing off of it. I went back, whatever, like a year later, and I felt like it was the same game. And then they added a bunch of stuff in, and I'm like, yeah, I liked a lot of that better, but I've built my whole city. There's not like an inch of space in my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 5 stars, so in order to update my place, I have to tear it all the way back up and out, and I have so many hours in it.
Right.
And so I don't know. I didn't want to tear it all up and start over. I didn't want to give up what I had done. I didn't want to give up my star rating.
Mm-hmm.
All so I can get it back to 5 stars and looking different and still not play the game.
Yeah. And so I'm all flat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm all flat with an L-shaped a river going, like a little stream going through.
Oh, that's kind of boring. But you're maximizing space.
Yeah. Because any ramp you put up there, you can't use as like land to plant anything or put anything on.
Right. So my whole back area is raised up. That's where all my houses are. So everyone's house besides mine is raised up in the same section.
Mm-hmm.
In the back. To the right of that's where I keep my like orchard. So I have each kind of tree in a row. So I can always go get the fruit if I need it. Now, in front of that, I do have like carnival / park area. I have like a central park because I needed more trees. Mm-hmm. So I have a little walking path that's totally covered with trees. You can barely see the path. I do have a little carnival area that I could change out for whatever. It's just got rides and stuff for the kids, but you could change that out.
Yeah, I have one. And mine's in the middle.
Yeah.
Of the little housing area.
And then so I have I have a park up by the houses too. That's just like a little park with all the slides and stuff. But I have an actual like carnival with rides and shit too. I do have tennis courts. Like now that I think about it, I have shit I could take out to put new stuff in. Cause I have a tennis court and a boxing ring outside, like a little sports section, mm-hmm. my little arena over there. And then my house is on a hill by itself. There's a stream and a waterfall that runs down to the river. And my house is up on a hill, but completely by itself.
You see, my house is way in the back by itself on a flat land. I'm thinking about trying to maybe raise it up,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't figured out how I want to do that yet. And the where it's at, it's just empty back there. I have a couple rocks back there that I can break if I need to get anything. Then I have all my geodes.
Yeah,
I got them just laying out in the grass, which I think I've got all of them because I haven't the last few times ever when I dig one up, I've already got that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never looked online to see how many there actually are, how many different kinds there are.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I have about 20 or 25 just sitting out there.
I love that game. And even when you talk about it, I love that game.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know if I go back, it'll be the same thing as last time. Weeds everywhere.
Yeah.
I'll pull them all up. I'll get settled back in. I'll fish a little bit. Shoot down some balloons. And I'll be like, this is great. I'll play like 3 or 4 days. And then I'll be like, there's nothing to do. Like yeah. now that you have freedom again, will you continue to play?
Yeah.
See, it makes me want to play.
Even if I just jump in and do like a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
I thought about like just going to YouTube and just seeing people's like cities or like their little area.
Don't do that. You'll feel bad about yours.
No. Just to get an idea. Maybe it was like, I didn't think about that.
Is your map completely filled up?
No, not even close.
I'll see. So yeah, you should go see what other people have done and see what you like. See, I'm every inch of mine is used. I have paths everywhere. There's nothing open on mine.
Yeah, no, I have like massive half of it. I can put. No, I would say not half, about a quarter of it. It's just empty. I could put stuff. Because I watched a video a long time ago and someone had like a fountain and there like some stools around it. And It just looked really neat. And I was like, man, I could probably do something like that.
Yeah. You've been to mine before, haven't you?
Yeah. You took me on there and I ran around.
Yeah. It still looks like that.
Yeah. I let one of my people go.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to. Some people are pricks.
Yeah. They keep on coming up there and like, I just feel like I need to go. I need to go. And I was like, well, fuck it. Just go.
There's the door. Yeah. There's the seaplane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get like that too, because I had one that was whiny like that, and I was finally like, hey, if you think you're going to find something better,
yeah,
have at it.
And apparently there's some like rare ones, rare visitors.
There are rare visitors. I don't have any at all. All mine are like basic. But at the time, I'd had those people with me a long time, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to part ways. Now, I don't even really remember who's in my town. I would let them go if I thought I could get a rare one. I'd let them go. But I think with the rare ones, you just have to keep on and keep on until you get one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you like can game the system to make it happen. Maybe you can. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a rare one, and I need to look to see who's rare and who's not.
I'm pretty confident I don't have anybody rare. But that game is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it was helped by COVID, the timing of it. Everything like that. People were at home. They needed something to do. But that game is awesome. And I hope that they support it. And then I hope whatever they do next, they release a new Animal Crossing for.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they will because it sold a shit ton.
And I don't even do the turnips no more. I don't even care because I've got so much money.
That's me. I think that's part of what broke it is that you game that onion market.
Mm-hmm.
You get good at not manipulating it, but knowing when to sell and when not to. I mean, I think I have like $9 million or something crazy.
Oh, shit. I'm sitting at like 29.
Oh, I don't have that kind of money. But I think I have like 9. And my map is completely filled up. There's nothing to buy. My inventory is filled up in my house. I can't have any more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've bought everything because I didn't realize the move is to buy it and then sell it right back to Tom Nook.
Yeah.
You just want it in your catalog so you can order it.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I screwed up and took everything home. So now I have to go home and get everything and take it back to sell it. And that's too much work. But my inventory is like full of crap I don't need. I just wanted to be able to have it. But the move is to just buy it and sell it so it's in your inventory.
So I did a lot of where I would go to the other islands, grab shit, bring it back, sell it.
Yeah.
I would do the fishing or the insect.
Store
up insects. My whole back area would be full of insects, and I'd wait till the insect dude show up, and I would sell all this, and I would get like a lot of money, a couple hundred thousand from just selling insects, or just stuff that I didn't want. Like I would get for free from free gifts.
That game's beautiful. It's a beautiful game.
Yeah, it's a great game. I'm glad you put me onto it.
All right, so back to you played that.
Yeah, I played Ace Combat, finished that.
Mm-hmm. And you never did the VR. You're not going to do the VR.
No, I'm going to do the VR.
Okay. Yeah. So you're finished with the main game, but you're still going to VR it.
I finished the main game twice.
Okay. Well, that's a lot.
Yeah, I played the second playthrough yesterday.
Are you trying to platinum it?
I might.
Of course you are.
But you have to platinum it, you got to go. Yeah, you have to play multiplayer.
There's Can you play multiplayer in VR?
Probably.
Two birds, one stone.
Probably. But I don't know because there's a couple on there on the multiplayer one. You have to win a battle royale match.
I don't love that.
No.
Dang, there's a battle royale in Ace Combat?
Yeah.
100 planes jump out of a plane?
I don't know how that. I think maybe 100 planes take off of an aircraft carrier.
Okay. I like my way better, but that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right. What else?
That was it. That's all I played.
Mine is even less exciting than that. I played Rocket League and Fall Guys and something else, I feel like. And then yesterday, I had like an hour, and I was like, I'm going to start playing The Quarry by myself. Because friend of the show, Marshall 205, doesn't want to watch me play it, which is fine. And I booted up, and I realized that all we did was play through the tutorial. And then I realized that because we played through in what they call like Wolfpack mode, which is where you do it with friends, that save doesn't carry over. and I have to start the game back over and play through the tutorial again to get to the game. And I was like, I'm just not in the mood to play through the tutorial again.
Right.
So I did not advance that at all, but I had planned to. I was excited to play it, and it just took all the wind out of my sails. And I was like, I don't want to do this again. I want to start the game. The game, like, the part we got to is where you could tell it was about to get very, like, Until Dawn.
Yeah.
And the tutorial is fine, but I just did it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give myself a little time, and I'm going to jump back in there. I also, and I know this is sad, but, like, I never finished Ratchet and Clank, and I've played it two separate times with the intent to finish it. Two different, you know, I played through it for, you know, a week, and then I played through it. When I say a week, I think like a couple days in a week. And then I did that again after taking time off. But I've really wanted to go back to it lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple enough to pick up and play without having to worry about what I don't remember. But I really want to get back into that too. So I don't know. I've really been jonesing to play games for an extended period of time. And I just don't have that extended period of time.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll report something new next week. I'm thinking about playing, I think it's called Immortality. Everybody's talking about that Sam Barlow game, the Her Story guy. It's like a full motion video game. It's on Game Pass. So I've been thinking about playing that. Kind of jonesing to play The Last of Us remake with the accessibility stuff. Kind of want to check that out.
Right.
So really like into gaming right now. I just, my time doesn't match what my thirst for it. At all. Also, be warned. I think it's called Immortality, but if you're going to play that game, probably don't do it with the kids around. A lot of nudity in that game.
Yeah, I just saw. I pulled it up and there was some.
Yeah. I mean, there's just a lot of dude butt, too.
Dude butt.
Yeah, dude butt. I don't think there's like full frontal, but I think there's boobs and butt. So just keep that in mind if you're going to play that game. But people really like it, and I've never played one of his games. I've never played Her Story. I've never played, I think it's called Telling Lies is the other one. I've never played that one either. So I'm interested.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I pay for Game Pass, so why not?
Yeah. One of my coworkers did a little hack on the Game Pass thing.
Oh, where you get it cheap.
Yeah. He did. He bought the 3 years worth of Game Pass and got the Game Pass Elite, whatever.
For like $1 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you consider an Xbox?
Yeah.
For Game Pass?
Or no, actually I would, if I got Game Pass, I would do PC.
Okay. But you are going to get a PS5.
Yeah. I almost used that money for the Lego to buy a PS5 because I saw the Horizon Zero Dawn, like you were saying.
Yeah.
They're in stock.
Yeah, they are. I've seen them.
But because of COVID, and I'm not trying to go anywhere right now.
Sure.
So I was like, nah, I'm just going to buy the Lego set instead.
It makes sense.
But well, especially since my PlayStation is starting to act weird here and there. Every few months, it does something weird. Like it won't turn on, or I'll put it in rest mode, and then it won't come out of rest mode.
I have an external hard drive plugged in my PS5. It has all my PS4 games on it.
Mm-hmm.
I've now filled up my PS5 hard drive and started having to delete stuff off. So I have I've come so close to getting the memory upgrade for the PS5. Like I've put the memory in my card on Amazon like twice and taken it back out.
Oh, just do it.
I know. It's really easy to change. You just take the fin off and like slot it in. It's like one screw. It takes like 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, if I beat a game and I'm not going to play it, I don't know. I also want to play the Disney Valley, whatever it's called. It's like Stardew Valley, but it's Disney Princesses. It's also on Game Pass.
Mm.
I forget what it's called. I think if you type in Disney Valley, you'll see it pull up. But I want to play that. Friend of the show, Marshall 205 started. It's a game I should love, so I'm very interested in it.
Disney Dreamling Valley?
Yeah, it sounds right. Something like, yeah, there you go.
Disney
Dreamlight Valley. It's apparently like a Stardew Valley, but with Disney characters, which seems right up my alley.
Yes, it does.
So I want to check that out too. So much I want to play. It's a good feeling to want to play that much. It's just when I have to make some cuts because I don't have enough for all of that.
Yeah. See, that's why I don't want to get into games like Fallout 76 or anything like that right now.
Because it'll just delay all the other stuff.
Yeah.
You playing the next Assassin's Creed.
Or just any of the games. I still got Metal Gear games over, haven't played. And
I feel like you're not going to play those.
I will.
I hear you. I feel like you're not going to, though.
Yeah. I'll let one of those really good games show up on free on Game Pass. I mean, PlayStation Plus or something, and I'm done.
Right. The games this week didn't excite, or this month didn't excite me at all.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know that I'll. I don't know. The PS5 game, is it? I forget what it's called. Tome or Tomy or something like that. It's like a photography game. I heard it's all right.
Yeah, I heard that's like 15 minutes and you can get a platinum or something. Oh, like really? That. Yeah, it's like really easy platinum.
I heard it was all right. So
yeah,
maybe it's replayable. I don't know, but I may check that out.
Or maybe not 15 minutes, maybe like an hour and a half. It was just something that was like
you could. It's fine. You already shit on it now. It's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Don't backtrack. Like, you can beat that game in 12 minutes. The game's only 3 minutes long. But yeah, I may check that out. I don't know. I don't know what I do. I may not play anything but Rocket League and Fall Guys. Rocket League tipped over to the new Season 8, so it started a new season. And so I did go ahead and buy the Rocket Pass, which to me confirms I plan on playing it the whole season because I will play that game enough to get my money back.
Mm-hmm.
I had enough credits to buy it from where I completed the last one, and I held off buying because I knew we were at the end of us playing that game. And so it didn't cost me anything, but I want to get my credits back up so that if I want to buy the next one, as long as you finish the Rocket Pass, you have enough to buy the next Rocket Pass.
Right. Do you like how they're doing that season so quick?
I do.
Like every 6 months, every 6 weeks or something like that.
That keeps me engaged. I wish Fall Guys would get it right now. And in fairness, Rocket League didn't get it right at first, but you know, when a season ends, the next one should be, it's like that one ends, this one starts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, allegedly the new season of Fall Guys is going to start on the 13th, I think. But we finished this season of, Fall Guys in like a week after it came out. And so it's just been, it takes a lot of wind out of these sails when there's nothing really to do.
Yeah.
Playing, but you're not really unlocking anything. So I do like short seasons that kind of force you to play the game. But what they do is they keep you from being able to play anything else when you're looking at that date and how quick it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like a shorter season. I don't know how long this Rocket League season was because we didn't play much of it. I didn't want to buy it because I didn't think I'd be able to finish it. So, but yeah, I mean, the new car, a lot of dudes will like this. It's a Honda Civic Type R is the new car and not a new one, like a 94 model.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah. Are you pulling it up? You're going to be excited here. For the show, Marshall 205s is yellow with red flames. He looks the most douchey. But that's the new Rocket Pass car. So if you get the Rocket Pass, you automatically get that. And then you get a hooked up version with a spoiler on the back later on.
Yeah, it's the hatchback.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. I think it's like a 94, 99 model, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his is yellow with red flames on it. Looks like McDonald's. But he also looks like everybody I've ever seen sitting like with their car parked across three spots with their neon on.
Yep.
That's a real like bro car.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, that's a new car. I thought that's fun. He actually plays decent in it too. Oh, we'll probably never drive it, just to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much drive one car in that game. I don't switch. So I don't know.
Are there new car, like, because you know some of the, I remember a long time ago, some cars did certain things a little bit better than others.
It's still that way, but they all use, there's only so many hitboxes in Rocket League, and all the new cars fit within the parameters of an existing one almost always.
Okay.
And so even though that Honda's new, it hits like the Fennec, you know, it'll fit. It, that's how they do things. Like it, they all play that relatively the same within their, you know, whatever hitbox they use. But yeah, it's good. I've enjoyed my time back with it. We've been playing very well.
Let's do it.
That's all I got. You got anything else?
No.
Again, thank you to friend of the show, Garrett. That mug is incredible.
Yeah.
Gerald's jealous. You know what else I've been thinking about lately?
What?
Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. I always would just want to jump back in there and play that.
Man, I've been thinking about it really bad and how much fun we had.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd have to learn to play all the way all over again.
Yeah, because you don't want to hit the wrong button and just mess something up.
I don't remember anything at all. I don't remember how to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
And then the game, it's changed yeah, so much, too.
Then in your one village you had a secret area and you forgot where it was. And
no idea how to access it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, last couple of times I played, I had people like jump in and they built like all these crazy houses in my little area. And I jumped back through and I was looking at it. I was like, oh my God, I forgot who even built this one. I was like, man, who built that one?
Yeah, I want to get back in there. I would love to have a world where all of us played.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do like the realm thing though, where you can get on, anybody can get on anytime.
Yeah.
I still think that would be something I'd be interested in doing. Cause I know me, you and Marshall 205 would do it.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd be on there a lot.
Yeah. So would he. He plays a lot. And he's talked about it multiple times, and I would be on too because I can't have y'all outdoing me.
Right. And then they have it linked up to where on Microsoft you can pretty much play from the. If you have the game on whatever system, you can pretty much play it.
Yeah. So you can do it from Switch, you can do it from PlayStation, you can do it from the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I think it works that way. We should do some research on that. Maybe let me know.
Okay.
How that works. I'd be interested in splitting that money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all I got.
Yep, me too. All right, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can follow us on the socials, @game_stitch on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter @HoffinShow. It's HoFNSHO. I would say you can follow podcasts @PodcastRyan, but Ryan doesn't really watch or pay attention to Twitter. But that is it. This was episode 504. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.